Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the We'll Get Around to It podcast. I'm your host, Anthony Brown, a.k.a. the Black McLovin, with my host.
Yabba dabba do.
Okay.
I'm Nick. I don't have any fancy introduction other than saying yabba dabba do.
And yet again, this is the We'll Get Around to It podcast show, a Lewis and Clark and Bridge production. And I guess today episode is a little bit different. We don't usually talk about certain things here. We usually try to focus on news stuff, but we're going to talk about Cyberpunk. We're going to talk about some games that you should try out. Then we're going to do what we find on Google. Then, you know, usually at the end, we always have a open discussion. So let's start off with a little bit of the news. What's going on in the world today? I don't know if a lot of you are aware, but Trump is on his second impeachment. I don't know how you get impeachment twice. Like, I don't. I'm not into politics.
Me neither, dude. I have no idea how the world of politics work.
I usually try not to get involved, but because, you know, that's a little controversial. But yeah, I don't like politics. It's boring. I feel like it's a bunch of old people arguing. It's just
it's essentially in real life Twitter arguments.
I don't own a Twitter, so I don't know what that means. But
I'm on Twitter a lot, and let me tell you, there are a lot of arguments that I see on my timeline. A lot of people getting offended over something you shouldn't really get offended by.
Sounds like everyday life. Let's keep moving on to the news. What else? Oh, the world's still on fire. That's a big thing. That's a fat thing that's happening right now. The world is literally on fire. Apparently, I just found out this morning that the COVID vaccine gives you, and I quote, gives you body aches and fever. Now, it doesn't say what level of body aches or fever it gives you, but if you're someone like me who, you know, fevers really can really get to you, especially fever dreams, you'll hate it. It's not fun.
Trust me, dude. I already got my first dosage, and I'm getting my second one in a few days. I mean, when I got my first one, all I had was just a 100.4 fever that lasted for one night, and then the next morning I was perfectly fine. That's all I really had. I didn't even have any body aches. I didn't have a headache. I didn't have any other, plus there's symptoms that you should expect because, you know, a vaccine is essentially the virus, but mixed with other stuff. So that way your body can recognize it. Your body can fight it off better. So
actually the vaccine for the COVID virus is an RNA vaccine, which is like genetic makeup, but it's not the virus. So your body understands how to fight it better.
Right.
But that's why it simulates all the symptoms and stuff. You get it like really bad. And then like, as soon as you fall asleep, it's gone. Cause my buddy that I work with, he got it and he, not the corona, but the virus. He got the shot, and then he had, like, really bad fever, really bad body aches, fell asleep, woke up the next day completely fine. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. I imagine once I get my second dosage, it'll probably not even be that bad because, again, my body will recognize what it is.
Well, we hope that you all at home are thinking about it and, you know, going about the situation very responsibly. Just don't go out and say, oh, if I get this, you know, no more masks.
No, please wait. Unless a store is saying that it's not required but recommended, please wear your mask.
But also, before we get too deep into this, we should move on to the introductions of everybody that is here. So you all already know who I am. You're familiar with Nick. You're familiar with Mr. Lincoln. But well, who you're not familiar with is the young lady that we have here join us. Now, fellas, I gotta give her the proper introduction that she deserves. Okay, let me tell you something about this young lady. Do you not know that she is one of the best basketball players on the team right now? Do you not know that she's one of the best point guards, forwards, centers? I don't know what position Mary plays, but I know that she's pretty good. I know that she charges a lot. Ask her teammates that. They'll tell you that. I'm joking. I am so joking. But, ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Mary. Mary, are you still with us, or did you fade into the abyss?
Did you fade into the void?
No, I'm still here.
Okay. But, yes, yes, Mary, tell them who you are. Tell the people we'll get around to an audience who you are. You know, I don't think my introduction did any justice. I just feel like it just kind of made you sound more of an enigma. But could you tell them, like, what year you are, what you're going to school for, you know, and, you know, what are you going to do afterwards?
Well, like you said, my name is Mary. And I play basketball here at Lewis and Clark. I'm actually from Florida. So this is my first time really living out of state. I'm just getting to make, I'm getting my arts AA. What'd you say, Anthony? No, I thought you said something. My bad. So I plan to go into a 4-year to play, continue to play basketball. I just don't know what school yet. I have a couple offers on the table, but I won't speak about them. But I look forward to majoring in criminal justice when I get to the next program. So.
Okay. Okay. So criminal justice, right? So. Do you see yourself being in the law enforcement with that, or are you going to do like more of a behind the desk type stuff, like oh, this criminal did this, put his record there, type of deal?
I can't do no desk job.
Okay, I figured as much because you know you're.
So I plan on being like. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, because I figured as much because, you know, a lot of you don't know. You probably don't know what Mary looks like. You just probably hear her voice, but she's a pretty strong looking woman. Well, I wouldn't. Wait a minute. Let me re-say that. That sounded bad. She's very fit. Is that better?
Better.
Okay. She's fit. I didn't want to say strong, because I didn't want to make it seem like you was out here like baby Hercules or something. So. But go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Continue.
But I look forward to being like an investigator, working my way up to that. But my first plan is to hoop first. So if I can get paid to hoop, that'd be great.
So the women NBA is on the table. You think about that?
That's been the first option.
Okay, that's good. That's good. So before we move on, and I kind of don't want to get too deep into this because this be deep going into the March Madness interview that we'll be doing with you and I guess a couple of your other teammates. I'm going to try to get some of your other teammates. But what made you start hooping? Like, what attracted you to basketball? Was it like, you know, you saw the ball dribble up and down the court, you know, was the excitement of the crowd, how people get hyped when they watch a basketball game? Because to this day, as a 25-year-old, I still don't understand the appeal of basketball. Like, my cousin, he could be playing 2K. I don't understand it. But someone who does hoop, someone who is a hoop, who this has basically become your religion, your lifestyle, your motivation to do, to drive, to, you know, whatever, like, because I remember one time I saw you in the gym and you were like working out like really hard. Then like after you got done working out, you went straight to practice and was like working out even more. So like I know like this stuff is like it's your drive. It's what you do. It's who you are. Am I right? Am I getting in all that right?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Okay.
I mean, I've always liked playing sports. I actually played flag football before I started playing basketball. So basketball just kind of fell into the line. And I can't play football because, you know, I'm a female. But basketball kind of caught my eye. And I was like, if I can get paid to do this, that'd be great. If not, you know, it is what it is. Pick up a new career.
Well, you can't technically you can play football. So I don't know if you know, there's a female player who I forgot what state she plays. I think it's Texas, but she does play football.
She's a kicker, ain't it?
No, I think she, like, I don't know what she does. I saw a video on her on, I think it was YouTube, and they were talking about how, like, she was the first, like, female to play football, and I don't know what she does, but I know she has an Instagram. I remember I looked that up. Don't nobody ask me no deeper than that. Just know I saw
her. You're right. She's a kicker.
Oh, she is. So, never mind. I'm right. So, but yeah. Yeah. Just don't go looking up her Instagram. I've learned a lot not to do that anymore. Trust me. Sometimes it's just best to leave people as an enigma. Like, oh, she plays football. That's it. curiosity. Got the cat killed. Just know
so
that.
What position do you play?
I really play all the positions. I go from a 1 to a 5. I mostly play a shooting guard, though.
Okay.
Yeah, small forward.
Very nice.
Don't ask her teammates, because they will seriously. Because that's another thing, too. I did research on you, Mary. I told you and Ms. Carter that I was going to do research on you. So I asked some of your teammates to, you know, tell me some things about you, right? So what do you think they said about you?
I hope good things.
Well, one of your teammates said that you charge a lot. They wish you would stop doing that. They said that they wish that you would share the ball, stop being a ball hog. And one of your teammates from last year said this. I really, really wish that Mary would learn how to communicate a little bit more than what she does. All she does is just stand there and look and then throw the ball. She doesn't call out. She doesn't do anything. Even coach, because of her, coach made us do 100 sprints. Is that true?
Yeah, that's false news. We ain't had to do no 100 sprints.
Oh, shit.
But I don't recollect just standing around either.
Well, I'll have you know, Mary, I made all that up. I didn't even talk to your teammates. I don't even know any of the people from this semester because I don't even be up there at the college like that. I try to avoid the college as much as possible. The only time I go up there is I have to take an exam. But no, nobody say anything. But no, here's the real stuff what I found out on you. So is it true that you have 2 older brothers?
I have 1 older brother.
One older.
I have a younger brother that looks older.
Mm. And does he play football?
He does.
Ah! My investigation skills are so good, guys. You just don't know. I am making my chain. I am making your chain. It's not. So, okay. So, you all know about Mary. So, Mary, I don't know if you're a big video game gal or not. You don't seem like a big video game gal. Like, you sit down and you play a bunch of video games. I know you're more of an active person, like you said. So, to give you a little background on what we're going to be talking about today, we're going to be talking about Cyberpunk 2077, which is one of the most biggest anticipated games that to come out. But it came out to a very disappointing, very lukewarm... Fellas, help me out. How would you describe the launch date? Besides you can't use the words buggy, glitchy, or unfun.
Before we even talk about the game, I gotta admit, he didn't tell any of us like that he had the little no research joke about you and your teammates. So he was sitting here telling us all that stuff like that your teammates supposedly said. I had my mic muted. I was like, oh my god. What is going on? What they said? So that had me like a little bit of a panic. Like I was literally about to text you. I was like, hey, bro, I don't think this is cool to talk about. I think that's like some shut-in stuff we shouldn't talk about. I literally had the message typed up and then you like smiled. I was like, oh, he's lying. Thank gosh. I was so scared.
Yeah, no.
She was like, that's fake news. I was like, oh no, I don't like where this is going.
No, ladies and gentlemen, and Lincoln, I'm joking. Her teammates, like I said, I didn't even talk to her teammates. If I did talk to her, it'd probably be Deja. That'd be the only one I'd probably be comfortable enough to ask anything. Because I don't, like I said, I don't know any of the new people. I know of 3 people on the team. And out of the 3, only one of them dislikes the heck out of me. Which I don't know why, but I don't even know if I don't even know if she goes there anymore. But yeah.
Let's bounce back to the cyberpunks.
Yeah, we're gonna bounce bunk. I'll let you know.
It's all good.
Later. But so, fellas, so how would you guys describe cyberpunk to someone who probably doesn't play video games or who doesn't, you know?
I mean, I played it. I have the game myself for a PC. That is, if you're playing it on PC. It's a good game. Sure, there may be like a bug or two, but I mean, it doesn't really exactly ruin the experience. If anything, some of the bugs that I ran into, I actually got a good chuckle out of.
I think that's part of it. I think like it's there's no way you can describe it without being buggy. People would just wanted to hate on the game because they wanted to hate on the game. Like if it's a buggy game, it's more times fun than anything. Because like if you think about Skyrim, how buggy that engine is, or Fallout, those both ran on the same engine. They're buggy as heck, but everybody loves them to death because they have nostalgia over it, and they don't have nostalgia over Cyberpunk 77, so people are just willing to hate on it a lot more.
Okay. Well, I will agree with that. It is very buggy. I know we tried to say it without using that word buggy or glitchy, but Cyberpunk is very entertaining sometimes. It has its moments. But so today, me and my co-host and Lincoln, we're going to go over the pros and cons of why you should try to enjoy it and why you shouldn't. Then, like I said, we're going to talk about a little bit of games that we think that you should try. You know, it's not Cyberpunk. One of my games is not Cyberpunk. I won't ask you all to try that. That's something I won't ask you to try.
Don't buy the console version, that is, if you don't have a PC.
Yeah, trust me. I own the PS4 version, and
I was one of those. We were one of those naive, innocent people who thought it would look good on console.
No, actually, I got it as a gift, so I didn't even know. I got it.
Yeah. I got it. I pre-ordered it, so I was one of those innocent, naive people who bought into it. I got my refund, though.
See, I didn't want my refund. That's another thing, too, ladies and gentlemen, that if you bought the game, you can get a refund. Can you still get it, or is it over with?
I don't know, because I know at a time CD Projekt and Sony, they were issuing refunds for anybody who bought the physical or the digital version. I bought the digital version, so I had emailed. Not emailed, because like, you can either email CD Projekt Red about it, or you can just go to the PlayStation website. Then you can issue a refund. And if they see your account, they'll see that you bought the game, as long as you have, like, the evidence or anything like that. Or if they just, like, if they see it in their data that you bought the game, then they'll give you the refund. And maybe, like, a week or so later, I got my refund. I'm not sure if they're still doing it, though. Oh boy. Anthony, are you still there, man? You're muted.
Sorry, I'm taking care of stuff on the side. But, so, yeah, Miss Mary, I don't know if you are much of a gamer. Like, I know, like, you and your teammates do stuff to, like, bond and stuff. So, like, have any of you, like, you know, I don't know, one of your roommates maybe may have, like, a system maybe, or you guys play Uno, or, you know, just something you guys do together to kind of like, you know, pass the time besides studying and going to practice. So like, let us know, what do you guys do for fun a little bit real quick?
I mean, we do a lot of things for team bonding. It all depends, but we do have people here that have consoles. Like one of my roommates has a Xbox One, and then one of my other roommates has a PS4. So we normally play Call of Duty and stuff on the Xbox, and I'll watch movies on the PS4. So you do
kind of play games a little bit. So you're kind of familiar with what we're going to be talking about today, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Before we bounce back to the games, I do have a question. What type of workouts do you guys do for basketball?
Oh my god, too many.
Too many.
We run is most of the time. Majority of the time, we are running.
Okay.
Dude, like,
but we do put up a lot of shots and stuff.
Mm-hmm. In the first few weeks, what do you think is, like, most crucial? Do you think it's, like, how the quality of your how – since I'm not very familiar with, like, college sports, like, in the initial weeks. I only played sports throughout high school. And I knew, like – so in the beginning of high school, it's always, like, whoever was in the best condition was usually going to win because they were able to keep up longer. But in college, I feel like you're maintaining it throughout the whole year. So is it, like, quality of plays, or is it the shape you're in that you think is going to win a game?
So we do have, normally, if it was a normal year, we do have like a month or two for strictly conditioning.
Okay.
So, but this year, since we only had about a week or two to get in shape. So really it is right now who's most in shape to play. But we do sub in and out for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. You said you grew up in Florida, correct?
Yep.
How's the weather change feeling this year?
Oh my god!
I completely
like last year was my first year seeing snow.
Yeah,
seriously?
It's really? My 21st year here, and I still don't like it.
I'm not a fan.
Not a fan. I don't blame you.
Whoa. Mary. So you mean to tell me this is like your legit first time seeing like snow? Like, you were here last year when it snowed.
She said last year.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's all good.
All I heard was like, yeah, this is my first year. And I'm like, wait a minute. Like, you were here last year when it snowed. Like, it was pretty cold.
Yeah, that was my first time.
Oh, man. I feel bad for you. Because I know, like, because that was like, I think it was like a little snow, but like now, well, no, this is a little snow too, so.
Oh, no, I remember there was still quite a bit, even when I was like walking to campus, there would still be.
There was snow in March. There was.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was.
I remember I bought my first race car last year in March, and it was still, it snowed like the second day I got it, so I couldn't drive it. Because it's like, it was a 350Z, so it was like 3 inches off the ground.
Ooh.
Oh. A Nissan 350Z, that's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Mm. Well,
I've been in a bit of a car mood because I've been playing since I know we're kind of bouncing between topics, but to the video games one, I just want to give this quick tidbit. I've been in such a car mood because I've been playing Forza Horizon 4 on my PC.
Great game. Do you have the steering set up, or do you play with controller?
I play with my keyboard. I have a controller.
Oh, you're insane. Oh, you're insane.
It's fairly simple. It's fairly simple.
I agree, but that game is like such a high intensity like steering. And it's amazing how accurate it is after driving the way I have. Like they really nailed the way the cars handle in the game, cuz I'm very
That's
big
true,
into
yeah.
driving in cars.
Plus I love the when it comes to a racing game, whether it be Midnight Club or Forza Horizon, I love seeing diversity. I love seeing cars that you would not expect to see in a racing game. So when you see some bland looking Nissan or Chevrolet, or when you see like a Dodge Ram truck or a Dodge Durango, and I'm like, sign me up.
Oh, let me tell you, there's every single car you could think of can be a race car.
Literally, there's a Cadillac limousine.
I believe that wholeheartedly that any car could be a race car.
Oh, dude, I agree.
Swap out some fuel injectors, new coil packs, new springs, and the engine. Rebuild
dude,
it.
I
throw a turbo in there. It's crazy fast.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I took like a one of the Ford Broncos that I have into an S1 class vehicle, which was very fun to do.
Very nice.
Fellas, are you done nerding out about cars so we can?
Yes.
So we can
go with probably yes. not, but we can continue.
So
no,
yes,
but actually no.
So I'm going to start off with, I guess, I asked Nick did he want to do the pros or the cons, so I guess I'll start off with the bad before I let the good come in. So, like we mentioned before with Cyberpunk, not to sound biased, but it's still a good game, but these are things that kind of did bother me a little bit on console. So, I guess I'll start off with, like, the problem with the PS4 version. I think it's on all consoles, if I'm not mistaken. But the problem is
it's coming out. It's this month or next month. It's coming out for there because like for the PS5 and Xbox Series X, you could still buy it digitally, but you'd be buying the PS4, or the Xbox One version for those consoles. And actual PS5 and Xbox Series X versions of that game will be coming out this month or next month.
Ugh. Well. I will say visually, it's appealing. It's appealing to look at. It looks nice. I'm gonna let you know now. I'm not a really big graphics person. I really don't care about graphics. You know, I just care about the gameplay. I don't like how some now. I'm getting kind of biased here. Let me stick to what I was supposed to be doing. So, I like and I dislike. I do like the way how the weapons feel, but I don't like the way how the weapons handle. I dislike the legendary drops, you know, how they changed it and then they brought it back. I hate I really dislike the missions that you can't complete because of glitches. Like I'm literally stuck on a mission where you're supposed to escort this car to these other people so they can, I guess, dismantle it or something. But it was supposed to be like a John Wick, Easter egg too. For those who don't know what John Wick is, it's the movie with Keanu Reeves, because I don't, that's the best way I can say it. It's funny, because he's actually in the game, but I'm getting off topic.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all I disliked was, you know, the weapons. and how they're handled. I feel like they need to fix some of that stuff. I feel like they need to focus instead of talking and dealing with hackers attacks. I feel like they fake that. I feel like they fake that whole "we got hacked, we got attacked by hackers" thing, so they can divert the attention off of the other stuff that's wrong with Cyberpunk. But I'm gonna pass to my co-host and let him give his pros and, you know, what he liked and, you know, what he enjoyed and what he didn't enjoy. So
I actually wanted to start out with the cons first, because we were talking about it. Really, it's the gameplay. It feels a little tedious. Like, don't get me wrong, there's quite a bit that I like, but there's still a bit that I dislike. And the biggest thing that I dislike about Cyberpunk is its gameplay. It feels a bit repetitive. Not to mention the driving in the game. I cannot stand it. It seems like whenever I'm trying to take a slight turn, my bike or my car will just go out of control. Mm. I'm thinking to myself, is it winter, but there's like no snow to be seen? Why is my car drifting so much when I'm just turning slightly? But what I do like is, and I think like that it's what the game got its praise for, is its narrative, its story, its characters. A lot of their characters, even if they have very little screen time, their characters are actually really likable.
Yeah, I did like Jackie a little bit.
Rest in peace, Jackie. Spoilers.
Yeah. Spoilers. Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, I like Jackie. I kind of enjoyed Judy a little bit. I did like Keanu Reeves. Now, I thought Keanu Reeves, now that's one of my likes.
Johnny Silverhand. Yeah.
Johnny Silver. I thought that was like a really good character. Now, if you like Keanu Reeves, you will love Johnny Silverhand. I'm not going to talk too much, because that's way major spoilers, but Johnny Silverhand.
He's one of the
best characters. I actually enjoy him. Like, I had to look up, I didn't even know Cyberpunk was a tabletop game until I looked it up. I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Keanu Reeves, he has won his way back in my heart. You know, first there was John Wick, now this. Before it was just The Matrix. I liked him in The Matrix. Mm-hmm. But now it's like, he's like that cool uncle that you're happy to see every time. every holiday, you're happy to see him. But so, Lincoln, Mary, any thoughts you guys want to share that you've learned today? If they're still there.
No, I'm still here. I don't know. I feel like it's hard to judge a game. It's like trying to give a review on a car, like saying a reliability of a car in the first year.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's been a year. You've probably put 1,300 miles on it. There's no way you can be like, this is a reliable car, you should go buy it. Like, and it's, I mean, I know it's a story-driven game, but, like, I mean, I have not, I'm yet to play it. I've only read reviews and, like, watched gameplay of it. So, I'll get to play it, you know, maybe sometime next year when everything's fixed, and then it could be an amazing game. It has the chance to be, like, an amazing game if people will let it have the chance, like, let it have the opportunity. I keep saying chance, don't want to sound repetitive. It's like it's a Project Red game, so I know it's of high quality. I've played all the Witcher games. I know those are substantially substantial games in the gaming industry. And I feel like as long as they continue to patch it and fix it, it's going to be an amazing game. It's not a multiplayer experience, is it? It's solo, correct?
They talked about making it a multiplayer, but I think they're just going to stick to making it a single player. Am I right, Nick? Or did they change that?
Multiplayer is going to... it wouldn't even surprise me if they confirm now that multiplayer is going to happen, because I'm pretty sure they've already spoken about it happening, but they want to focus on single player for now, and I imagine they want to patch up the game as much as they can before they get into multiplayer.
Now, I believe if they do go that route with the online, this game could take over completely, because we're going to have updated graphics. This could be the next GTA 5. GTA 5 is was made in 2013. And people are still playing it like crazy. It's came out on it's gonna come out on three different consoles: 360, Xbox One, and Xbox X. It's crazy.
I'm I'm sorry. I'm so tired of Grand Theft Auto 5. Like, that game has been everywhere. Like,
yeah. It was good for its time. It was very good for its time.
We can see like, oh yeah, it was a good game. Like, it was good for its time. But the thing is, it still has a community. Give me 1 second. I'll pull up how many people are still currently playing it right now.
That is true. That is true, though. You're not wrong. It still has a very strong community.
I've been waiting for that community to just pass on and just go away.
Once GTA 6 comes out, everyone's going to move on to that game. But hopefully. We all know that game's not coming out for like another 2 or 3 years.
But this to put this in perspective, there's still 100,000 players right now at 10:35 a.m.
Wow. At 10:30. Well, then again, it is like Friday.
I imagine
there'd be a lot of people on.
Exactly, but that's still a very lively game.
That's true. Not to mention, like, the game is still getting updated. Like, if I remember, they had an update in what, December, where they added a whole new location, wasn't it? Wasn't it like an island update?
I believe so. Yes.
Yeah, I think you can buy islands now. I think you can buy
islands. It was an island update. They added another radio station and whatnot.
Yeah, I've low key just been waiting for Grand Theft Auto to just cease and desist and just for, because like this is my problem with it. Like, I wanted, like, more story. I wanted more, like, story DLC like they did with the Ballad of Gay Tony and The Lost in the Dam.
Yeah.
I wanted, like, that. I wanted a remake of San Andreas. You know, that was...
Bro, remake Vice City. Remake 3 and Vice City. Those are two of my personal favorites.
Well, but this is the thing, though. If they remake Vice City, they had to get all that copyright back, and it is just hard. Oh, we got another guest joining us.
Oh, wow, look at that.
And are they coming in? Yep. So I lost train of thought. But yeah, they remake Vice City. They had to get all that copyright back, and it's a hassle trying to get all those people to come back and say, hey, yeah, it's cool to use this. It's cool to use that.
Oh, yeah.
So
I don't think Ray Liotta wants to voice Tommy Vercetti again.
It's just not a fun time. But since you heard about what we are going to talk about, Cyberpunk a little bit, I don't want to sound like we're being negative here, but we're going to move on. Just know that give Cyberpunk another year to fix everything that is kind of needs to be tweaked and torqued and jerked and all that good stuff to make it be a healthy, good game. So
I'd say about a year, maybe a year and a half. I'd say around that span of time just throwing this out. There's going to be a Cyberpunk anime on Netflix that was confirmed quite a while ago.
Hmm. That sounds kind of Cyberpunk. Interesting.
It's canon to the main game.
So I wonder if they're going to focus with V. Because I mean, I can't really spoil the game, but how the ending of the ending right. with V.
There's you know. There are like many. Like I think there are like five, six endings to the game.
Yeah. So you know.
Who knows?
Yeah. So I guess we'll move along. Me and my co-host and our new guest. Wait a minute. I have to introduce our new guest. I'm so sorry. I almost forgot about them. Miss Carter, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you, Miss Carter? It's been a long time since we talked.
I'm great. How are you?
Good. For those who don't know, Miss Mary and Miss Carter play on the same basketball team, and they're both fabulous players. Now, Miss Carter, you came on late in, but that's okay. That's okay. I love when our guests join late. It gives us a chance to, gives us a break, and we can talk about other things. We can talk about you. Now, Miss Carter, I'm glad that you joined. Would you like to introduce yourself to the people? Could you please tell them what year you are, what major you're doing, and what do you plan on to do after you leave Lewis and Clark?
My name is Deja Carter. I'm a sophomore. My major is graphic design and photography. And after Lewis and Clark, I'm not really sure where I'm going to go yet. So.
Hmm. See, I'm not the only one in the only boat who doesn't know what they want to do. I cracked the joke in the last stream that I'm not going to crack here. But Just know it rhymes with only. Wink. No, I'm kidding. But that's good. Now, Ms. Carter, just like Ms. Mary, I told you both that I did research on both of you. So I guess we'll start with this one. So I talked to some of your teammates. What do you think they said about you, Ms. Carter?
I really don't know. You'll be surprising me if you tell me.
Okay, well, I guess it's time that you find out what you're, especially with Miss Mary said about you. It's very, very drafting, very, very heart-wrenching, very, very heartbreaking.
Yep.
So, so let's start off with your first teammate. Do you know a girl by the name of Clarice Johnson?
Yes.
Well, Miss Clarice said that she wished that you would have, and I quote, that you would have been more genuine with the ball. Is that true? Okay. You're not very genuine with the ball.
I don't know what she means by that, so we're not going to go.
You don't pass the ball a lot. When you get the ball, you turn it to, what is that one basketball player that's known? His name is Anthony something. He gets the ball and he never passes. He does everything.
Okay, that's not true, so we're not going to go there on that point.
Okay. Well, I'll let you know that's not true. I made that up.
I know you did.
Oh, that's good. Well, at least, because I didn't want Lincoln to be like, hey, man, listen, dude, no, that's not cool. Don't do that. No, that's not cool. No, but seriously, I did some actual research. So is it true that when you went to Alton High that you were given a special award? I'm not going to say what the award was for, but I found out that you were given an award for something.
I was given 3 awards in high school. You'd have to be more specific.
Oh, see, I don't know. When I asked the person, they just told me that you were given some awards. They didn't really say which one.
Okay, so both my senior year, I was given Altonia of the Year award. I was given that by City Hall. And then the end of the year, I was given a 4-year Letterman award for playing 4 years on varsity.
Mm. Very impressive. Very, very impressive.
So what position do you play?
I play center.
Okay.
And she's one of the best centers out there. Go, Miss Qualsha. Even though I only went to one of their games, I still feel bad about that. Because I went to the game and was trying to watch, and then when they were about to get ready to play, I had to leave. And I felt bad. Because I actually wanted to see the game in full.
Wow.
Well, I came. At least I came. I could have been worse.
Wow.
Listen, I could have not showed up. And then, plus, it was sophomore night, and then I know, like, y'all was busy. I couldn't stop and talk to y'all. Y'all was walking around looking mean, like y'all was finna get ready to tear somebody's head off, and I just didn't want to be, no, I didn't want no part of that. So I decided to just, you know, like, oh, my gosh, hi, guys. You know, I watched, let's see, what is the young lady's name? Macy. I think she got fouled, and she was getting ready to shoot, and then that's when I left.
Wow. Well, all of you are online now, so you have no excuse to not see him.
What do you mean? Well, first of all, we're in quarantine. How am I supposed to come up to the college, you know, without catching COVID?
Or they're live streamed now.
They're live streamed on YouTube.
They are live streamed.
I didn't know that. I did not know that. I feel embarrassed, ladies and gentlemen, and I apologize to our lady athletes. I did not know that. I did not know that day. No one. See, listen, you should blame Jared and student activities and your coach, because I get a lot of emails about yoga, parties. What was that one thing? I know everybody got that email where Jared was trying to get everybody to come to the ugly sweater contest thing. Y'all got that email? No?
I gotta call you out, my man. We got the link given to us in the business chat.
No. That's not for them. That's for something else.
But it's the link to the YouTube that streams all of it. So if you click the link, you can go and you can see all the streams.
Seriously? I just thought it was for... I do apologize. Oh, yeah, I apologize. I thought it was just for the events. Oh, wow. Well, now I know. I'm gonna.
You have to watch all the games now. You have to watch all the games that's been streamed.
Because like, if they look...
No, you have to do it.
Because this thing, if they lose a game... If they lose a game, now I'm going to feel even bad because I felt like, you know, because I watched the
game. We could have used your support.
You sure? Because I feel like I get way more support. Y'all coach there, y'all teammates, y'all. Nah, I can't even make up no excuse at this point. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? You know what, matter of fact, just because I messed up, would y'all like to shout out y'all links to, you know, where it goes and... You know, people from this show can come watch it. Also, if I forgot to tell you all that you can shout out your socials if you want people to come and show you some support. Strangers that you don't know to come show you some support. I totally went blank on that. But if you want to, you're more than welcome to. If not, you don't have to. Nay or yay, say day.
I can't even remember what the name of our YouTube is. I think it's just Lewis and Clark Trailblazer Basketball. I think if you just look that up, it'll pop up on YouTube.
If you just type in Lewis and Clark Community College, it pops up.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
You'll see you'll see men and women, so should be able to see both.
Okay. Okay.
I sent you the link. There you go. Very nice.
Got it. So, all right, we got off topic and Miss Mary is on a time schedule, y'all. She got to go to class. So, Nick, so you got two games that you want to talk about, and I have two games I want to talk about. Mm-hmm. So I'll let my co-host go first. So go name the two games that you think people should, you know.
All right. So the first one that I want to talk about is Dying Light, one of my very personal favorites. While the story is garbage, everything else in the game is amazing.
Parkour and zombies.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know what Dying Light is, as long as you're familiar with these other games that I'm about to mention, think Left 4 Dead, Dead Rising, and Dead Island mixed with Far Cry, Assassin's Creed, and Mirror's Edge. Mix them all in a pot, you get Dying Light. Essentially, it's parkour and zombies. The gameplay is amazing. The atmosphere within the game is amazing. It's actually very visually appealing, and that's mainly because I play it on PC. I have the graphics very optimized, so I mean it looks really nice to me. There are two locations. The one you start out in is the slums, and then when you get more in the story, when you progress through the story, you unlock a more like a city type of landscape. And that's where you can really put your parkour skills to the test because it's mainly focused on you being on top of building the building rather than being on the ground where there are dozens of zombies that are going to try and rip you to shreds. Not to mention like the weapons in the game. They definitely encourage you to use melee weapons. You do find guns. You can find guns in the game. You can find shotguns, or you can go to someone who sells weapons and whatnot. You could buy like a shotgun, a machine gun, a pistol, or in the its expansion DLC, The Following. You can buy an Uzi in that expansion. However, I think like they're morally wanting you to focus on the melee weapons, mainly because the guns, they draw sound, which can attract other zombies. Mainly the zombies that can sprint and do parkour just like you. Especially when it's nighttime. I think that's when the game gets really fun, when it's nighttime, because that's when... What are they called again? Like those
volatiles.
Volatiles. Yeah, I couldn't remember. It's been a little while since I've played it, but yeah, the volatiles. That's when they come out at night, and those things are a real challenge.
Especially the super ones. The big bulky ones with the spikes on their bodies and
with the spikes, yeah. Those are real fun to
tangle with, yeah. Especially at nighttime when you're driving the golf cart and you're trying to like get away from a group of zombies that are chasing you, especially I think they're called Viros, the ones that can sprint and do parkour. So imagine it's dead at night, you're driving a golf cart and all you hear is behind you while you're in a car, and like these, and they don't run. So like imagine, who can I use? Imagine Usain Bolt chasing you while you're in a car.
Yeah. Think Zombieland. Think Zombieland. Think of how fast those zombies can run, dude.
Yeah. Not a fun time. It's not a fun time.
That's what makes the game amazing, because it puts you on your seat. You feel like you need to find a way to catch a breather, but you're not, because you're running from virals and volatiles.
Well, there's also human enemies, but they can be dealt with. It's like shoot them in the leg, move on.
Oh yeah, you run into some mercenaries, you run into some thieves that are just trying to survive and whatnot, just like you. But I mean, they're kind of against you. It's kind of like every person for themselves in that game. So yeah, you'll occasionally run into someone who tries to. You'll occasionally run into a human that wants to kill you, or if you're searching for airdrops, so that way you can send it to someone in your safe house. So that way you can level up. You can add more skills to your character that you play as. You can get like a grappling hook. You can drop kick zombies, which is like one of the best things to do. You can jump on zombies. There's quite a bit of variety in Dying Light. I'm still waiting for them to give us an update on Dying Light 2.
Well, honestly, I don't know. I might skip it on Dying Light 2, even though I'm a fan too of Dying Light. But my heart kind of lies with Dying Light 1 a little bit more. I will say this though, just to add on to what Nick was saying, the Dying Light is a pretty interesting game, and I do enjoy it myself. I think like the only thing that kind of like takes me out of the experience sometimes is when you're searching for something and a zombie just spawns right there, just pops up right there. I do enjoy the Halloween event. I enjoy the events they do. It's pretty fun. They also added, didn't they add a couple years ago, they added like a battle royale when like everybody was doing battle royales.
In some sort of way, yeah. They essentially added a PvP mode where it's like you against other humans.
Because isn't it like the Horan Fighters or something like that? Because I played the game like a month ago.
I think it's that. It's essentially a battle royale mode, but they don't even focus on them that much because they know they're mainly a zombie game.
Yeah,
it's a survival horror game, so I know they don't really focus on that mode all that much.
Look fun, but yeah. But all right, before we lose track, we gotta keep going. So because we are on a time crunch. But so that's your only game or another game that you want to talk about?
Oh no, there's a second game I want to talk about. It's one called Super Hot. And what Super Hot is, think The Matrix. Just think The Matrix. It's art style. The art style for Super Hot, it's super simplistic. It's a lot of simplicity. It's mainly white, but you're going against people that they're literally just faceless, all red. And essentially what the game is, time only moves when you move. So again, think like The Matrix. But I mean, it's for it. If you don't die in the game, if you're able to get through all of it with ease, it's like it only takes 44 minutes to beat the base game itself, but it always feels like there's more to do. The game is amazing, and the story behind it is that you're someone on a computer and you're talking to someone. And you're essentially given this game by this person, but it ends up becoming more than what it is. The more you dive into the game, your character's person, and these people don't even have names. But the person that you are, their text, like their messages that they're sending the person, they start getting messed with, because of the game itself. It starts to change his personality, their personality. And essentially, in the last bit of the game, spoilers. If any of you that are listening to this podcast want to skip to a certain point, just letting y'all know right now, spoilers. At the end of the game, when the guy or the person at the last level, they kind of become a part of the game. Like their body, leaves their real body, and they're brought into the game. So now they're a part of the game. There's definitely a lot of lore. There's a super hot VR game. Just throwing that out. There's the regular one, and then there's the one for VR. But there's a lot to uncover about this game. I'm wondering what they're going to do next with it. If either they're going to keep it the way it is and let the fans talk about it, or if they're actually going to start giving more.
I mean, I played the VR version. I liked it. It's pretty cool. I will say VR is very dizzy. If you wear glasses, it sucks because you can't wear your glasses inside the VR thing, or like your glasses will literally break and like that'd be on right. your face and they'll break. So, yeah. But VR is fun. Super hot is fun. I played a little bit of the section where you gotta like move your head and catch the nunchucks and like throw them back.
Yeah.
So yeah, I played a little bit of it. So I guess it's my turn to talk about the two games that I thought that you all might enjoy. So the first mm-hmm. one is Immortal Fenyx Rising. So if you were like a history buff, you will enjoy this because this game deals with mythology, with Zeus. So the whole premise of the story is basically Zeus is in trouble. He needs help. He goes to, I forgot his name already, and I had it on the tip of my tongue. But he goes to another Cadmus, the guy who gets his stomach eaten out by the eagle every few days, if you know mythology. I think it's, I can't think of his name. It's on the tip of my tongue. But basically, he tells Zeus a story of how they're going to defeat Typhon. Typhon's the main bad guy. Pretty much, gameplay-wise, it's like God of War meets Assassin's Creed. Yeah, that'd be like the closest I can get to it. You jump around. You play as Fenyx. She or he. You go around freeing different gods from different areas until you all get to fight Typhon one-on-one. It's pretty fun. I thought maybe of something some people can try. It's on sale right now for $40. So if you're, you know, need a birthday gift, or you know, you're bored and you want something new to try, Immortal Fenyx Rising, try it. Second game I think everyone should try. It's free on mobile, and I think it's $4.99 on Nintendo Switch, is Among Us. Now, Among Us is a multiplayer game, so Miss Mary and Deja, I know you and your teammates, y'all can play this one. Like, y'all go out and travel and stuff. This is like a fun game y'all can play, and it's free for mobile. So something y'all want to try, that's something, you know, y'all. So basically, Among Us is basically a Who Did It scenario. There's two imposters and crewmates, and it's up to you to figure out who killed who. I've watched a couple people play it. I watched my uncle and my cousins play it. They seem like they have fun. Even my cousin rage quit the whole game. It's fun. But it looks fun. Looks entertaining. I think that's something that you all might enjoy. So give it a try. I think it's free, if I'm not mistaken. I think
it's free on mobile, but it's $5 on the Switch and Steam.
I remember. Yep. So I got a good noggin, good memory.
Don't play it with me, though. I tend to get pretty competitive.
I don't know how you can get competitive. It's just, well, I can kind of see. Cause
I haven't played it in a while, but I do know I played with some of the people that I talked to on Discord. I haven't talked to them in a while. I haven't played the game in a while. But when I played Among Us with them, I'm either chill, laid back, and I just want to play a casual game, or I get very competitive.
Yeah, I've seen my cousin rage on that game, and he called his father stupid, so like that lets you know how deep it gets. Oh,
it's like Uno. Among Us can ruin friendships.
So we're gonna skip on what we find on Google today because we're on crunch time. So we're gonna go straight to the open discussion. And I want to talk to these young ladies down here. You can't see them. All you can do is hear our voice. Daisha and Mary. So just to get a little bit of what we're gonna talk about in March of Madness. So I want to ask you ladies both a serious question. So how does it feel being athletes with having the world watching you most of the time, having recruiters watch you, have your teachers watch you, have, you know, basically everyone's eyes on you, you know, people that want you to come to school with them, people that want you to come play ball with them, or people who, you know, want you to sponsor this, people that want you to wear these type of shoes. How does it feel to kind of just always be a kind of a hot commodity? How does it feel to be, you know, an athlete? Silence.
I mean, it really don't faze me when people watch me play, or like, really, I just go about my day normally. I mean, there's no really certain way you can carry yourself, right? So.
Yeah, I'm the same. I don't really let when people are watching me, I really don't let that bother me because I stay focused on playing the game and still doing right by my team.
That's the answer I was looking for. That was what we were looking for. So when they're – okay, well, you answered that a little bit. So I guess that wouldn't work. So, okay, let me ask this then. So, Daisha. Since you weren't here when I asked Mary this, what got you into playing basketball? You know, what was the attraction? What was the thing that made you go like, OMG, I have to do this. I have to play this. I have to do this. This is what I want to do for the rest of my life, or this is what I wish I could do for the rest of my life.
Well, I've been playing basketball since I was like 5 years old, and I've been playing it ever since. I've been playing it off-season, on-season, middle school, high school. And honestly, I just love the adrenaline rush that you get from it. And I just like having a team that I know that I can count on that will have my back, especially this team. I love, like, playing on a new team where I can see new faces. And since I've been playing on this team for a while, it's nice to know that this team has my back and I have theirs.
Ooh, okay. I like that. That. Okay, I see you. We out here trying to get awards. We out here trying to sound professional. No, I was kidding. No, that's really good, Deja. I really like that. Because before you guys came here, and I'm not spilling tea or anything, but Lewis and Clark's women team was not really together as much. And back when I was president of the BSA, I tried to kind of get them to kind of get along together. And I would invite them to stuff, and it was just like, no, maybe, no. And some of them came together as a unit, the ones that got along, and the ones that had like their own sub cliques versus the whole team, which I think that's not how a team should operate. I feel like if you're going to be on a team, that there should not be, oh, this group is cool with this person, but we not cool with them over here, and then we're not cool with them. I feel like you all should be together, unity, you know, unity to, you know, perform on the court, because you don't want to be on the court and then you have a problem with, like, for example, let's say you have a problem with Mary, and like she's open, but you don't want to pass her the ball. So you'll pass to the person that's in your little sub clique. You would pass to them and they're not open, type of deal. So I do enjoy that, to hear that, you know, you have such strong leadership skills like that, like that you enjoy being around other people and that you enjoy working with the team and seeing new faces and learning new things. You know, that's really the big thing there. So I guess I'll, you know, I'm sorry. Did you want to say something?
Oh, no.
Oh, I saw your screen light up, so never mind. But so, Mary, let me ask you then. So, you know, you told us what got you, and you know, you're from Florida. So how is playing basketball in Florida different from playing basketball down here in the Midwest, where potato salad is has to be part of a meal? Tell me, Mary.
I'm not going to lie. Florida's a lot quicker paced basketball-wise. The Midwest is a little bit slowed down compared to Florida. Mm-hmm.
So let me ask this. What do you bring to the team-wise? Like, do you bring that Florida heat with you, or do you kind of adjust to the Midwest style?
I mean, I'd definitely say I brought a lot of my skill from Florida. But, Deja, you can vouch for me. What do I bring to the team? I don't like bragging or, like, none of that, so.
I mean, Mary does bring a lot. But that Florida style, she definitely does bring that, too.
Okay. You know, I mean, listen, Mary, ain't nothing wrong with tooting your own horn. Go ahead, girl. Toot your own horn. You know, go ahead. If you say, just say it, like, I'm the LeBron James. I'm Michael Jordan. I bring it. When you give me the ball, it's mine. I'm taking it. You can say that. Go ahead. I'll give you a chance. Go ahead. Tell everybody on the podcast.
Listen, I ain't even that type of person to do that, you know, to my own horn. I don't like that.
Okay. So then I guess this next question would probably go against that then. So, ladies, how would you compare yourself to as some of the legends? Do you see yourself as a Dwayne Wade or Kobe or Michael Jordan or Scottie Pittman or, not trying to be funny, I'm not going to even say his name. But how do you see yourself? Do you try to model yourself after a certain style of one of the greats? Do you say, you know, I want to be flowful like Michael Jordan, or I want to be powerful like Shaq?
Shaq don't make his free throws, so we ain't gonna go talk about him.
I'd like to be compared to LeBron. They used to call me LeBron in high school.
Ooh, okay. I can see that though. Because I have watched you play. Practice once, and you do kind of have that king energy that he produces, that he just, when he's on the court, even though I haven't watched basketball since 2003, don't judge me. That's how old I am. That tells you how old I am. I haven't watched basketball since 2003. That was back when they had no, it's not. It's just life. That's what happens. You know, you lose interest in certain things. You know, I think the last time I watched basketball, they had the NBA Lego piece set kind of that had just came out. Legos had the rights to the NBA, and they had a Lego set. That's how old I am.
Didn't you tell me last year you're like 25?
No, I just 26. Turned 25. Oh, no, don't.
See, look, you're only 25.
Yeah, but
that's old.
That's old. That's old. You just don't know. Like, wait till you get
there. Yeah, you're right. You're halfway 50.
I'm gonna write a strong letter to your coach.
He won't say anything.
Yes, he will. I'm like, you know, do you know I invited them onto my podcast and they insulted me? They told me I was old. No, they didn't say I was old. They just called me old. And then...
Okay, wait a minute. Mary said that. I didn't say anything.
No, because y'all team, y'all got to fall together. One fall, all y'all fall. That's how it's supposed to work. No, I'm kidding. But that's good. So, Deja, how do you see yourself? How do you compare yourself? Do you see yourself as I'm trying not to call you Shaq. I'm trying my hardest. It's hard. I was gonna say Yao Ming, but then I was like,
Shaq. Shaq. Deja swole as fuck. Ooh, excuse my language. Deja swole.
But don't worry, we'll
beat that up. How am I slow?
I think she said, swole.
Swole. Strong.
Oh, I heard slow.
Y'all are killing me.
We're gonna have to edit that out. But don't worry, we're gonna edit it out. Don't worry, we're gonna edit it out.
We're gonna be doing that anyways.
Yeah.
No, but no. For the past few years, a lot of people have compared me to Shaq, but in my opinion, I am a little better than Shaq. I won't go any other legendaries above that. But if I was to compare myself to Shaq, at least I can make my free throws in a game than he can. I still love Shaq, but no, I won't go any higher than him.
Well, I haven't seen you in a while, so I mean, the last time I saw you, you were, how can I say this without trying to be offensive? You were a little stocky, you know. You had like a little muscle on you, so I don't know if you've gotten buffer or you've toned out or what. I mean, the last time I saw you, I think you were like kind of I can't even. I guess I could say you were more, you were getting muscular. You were already muscular, but like you're like, you know, you had more of a like you were. Buff, but you had like a female buff, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if that makes sense. I couldn't find the word. I was trying to say, I still can't find the word. But so you both, LeBron and Shaq. I like that. I like that combination because it's like, it reminds me of when they were both on the Cavaliers. Am I right?
Yes.
Ooh. And the only reason why I know that because it was in a magazine. No, but what was I going to ask? So before I get off this, how do you ladies feel about March Madness? This is the biggest time for any basketball player to be alive. This is when you guys have to show off your skills. You have to show off like your athleticism. You have to basically be a show, basically. You basically have to put on your finest work. It's like being an artist and getting critique, and everyone's talking about this masterpiece you just made, and you just got to just sell it to the world that you're one of the top best of all time and that no one is better than you. How do you feel about that?
No, so for March Madness, that's only for NCAA. So I think we played a different type of tournament
because
in NCAA.
Oh.
Yeah, we played. I think we played a different tournament, but I'm not sure if we're gonna have it this year because of COVID.
I didn't think about that. Well, no, I thought all the basketball, like everybody had the March thing because I remember in middle school we had a basketball team. We weren't very good, but. I know they had like a March Madness tournament. I don't know if they were under that same umbrella, but I remember that was a thing. But okay, well, I guess you guys also. Well, then let me ask you, how do you feel about it then? Like, do you guys watch Do you guys watch other like college teams?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I mean, without watching them in film, I mean, like by yourselves, like you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Cause I didn't want to confuse you and be like, so do y'all just watch other college teams and then in the back, y'all, hey, y'all, oh, he must be talking about films. Like when we watch other teams play. No, I meant like, but okay. So let me ask you, who are your favorite teams to watch then?
Mm-hmm.
Male or female?
Any, it doesn't matter. Just go.
We're off from Florida. So I'm going to go with Miami Hurricanes. That's my favorite collegiate team.
Okay.
I have to say North Carolina. I like watching them.
Damn wag.
Mary, we ain't gonna go there with you today.
Well, I don't know any of those teams, so I learned some new teams. But, so North Carolina, is that like a college that you would like to go to maybe one day play for them?
Oh, no. No.
No?
I like watching them. I probably wouldn't go there.
No. Mm. Well, Well, I know, well, Mary's from Florida. So would you go back to Florida to play for them, Mary? No? Yes? Maybe so?
I wouldn't mind playing for them, but I'd rather stay in the Midwest.
Okay.
To play ball.
She getting used to our weather now.
No. No.
I've been here 21 years and I still ain't used to it.
I mean,
every year it just keeps getting colder and colder. I'm sick of it.
I mean, it's not that bad, ladies and gentlemen. Come on now. It's not that bad. I mean, I've been here for
This has definitely been the best year in the last 3 years. Like, in the last 3 years, like, winter would drag out all the way up until, like, it would start in November.
Yeah.
And then it would drag all the way out until, like, middle of April. And this seems like we actually got a pretty normal winter this year.
That's a stretch. Normal weather, Midwest is a stretch. Like, just say we got an easy level of winter, because a normal is like it's snowing every day. It's cold, 0 degrees. That's ugh. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you all are staying warm and staying from outside. It's really cold. It's supposed to get 0 degrees today, if I remember correctly. If I looked at the weather, it's supposed to get really cold. But, so no one else has. Oh, anyone else has a question? Lincoln? No? Nick? I was asking, did you guys have any questions before I say my ending statement?
I don't believe so.
Not that I know of.
Not you know what? So I guess we'll just go ahead and get ready to say our due. So, so ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for joining us for We'll Get Around to It. It was a blast. I enjoyed our guests. Our guests will be back on the show next month. We're going to talk a little bit more about basketball. Next time we're going to have some, you know, more basketball-esque questions instead of talking about nerd stuff. So, do my guests have anything they want to say before I, you know, close off? Anything they want to get a message out there, or they want to give a shout out, or anything special?
I appreciate you having me.
Oh,
nice. Yeah, me too. And shout out to our team, and hopefully they'll be listening next month. And make sure you guys watch us.
Also, you too, you can invite your teammates if they want to come on next month to talk about it, if they want to. I mean, if they don't, you know, we cool with having y'all too, because it is
what it is.
Yeah, you know, we like y'all. Y'all the cool ones. We can tell y'all the cool teammates, you know. I'm not saying it because y'all the only two I know, but, you know. But anywho, so thank you again, ladies and gentlemen, to our guest. Thank you, Lincoln, for showing up. I mean, even though you didn't really say too much, thank you for being here. I want to thank Nick for being here. And I want to thank you all who are listening for joining us. I know life has been really, really rough lately. And I know that things have just been just dreadful and just icky and gross. And despite all that, I want you to know something very, very, very important. You are good enough. You are important. You are needed. And you are truly loved. And you deserve anything that, you know, good that comes your way. And also, by the way, if you got a little extra spending cash today, Mario 3D Land comes out today. So go treat yourself. Go buy ice cream. Go buy you some new clothes. Go buy you some new shoes. Don't go buy you ice cream. Never mind. Sorry about that.
Unless you just like ice cream any time of the day, any time of the season. If you like it anyways, then, I mean, we're not stopping you.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But thanks again. I've been your host, me and Nick. We have been your hosts. So get around to it. We'll see you later. Ciao, kapookie poo. Ciao.